This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April 3rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 15. It says there, "That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome." End of quote. Saul of Tarsus, who became the Apostle Paul and the greatest missionary of the history, was once an ardent enemy of Christianity in the first century. His life's goal as a persecutor of Christians was evident to all people. He arrested, persecuted, imprisoned, and supported murdering many believers in Jesus Christ. He later wrote his testimony to Timothy, and you can read that in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 13 to 14. It says there, "He was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man. He also said he acted in ignorance and unbelief in those days. However, he testified the grace of our Lord Jesus was poured out on him abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus." He admitted in 1 Timothy chapter 1, 15, that he was the worst of all sinners. He said he being the worst of all sinners. Jesus displayed his immense patience on him. He also wrote, "This is an example for all those who believe in Jesus and receive eternal life." You see, he said to King Agrippa when he was on a trial that he was convinced in those days that he ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus Christ. He said he put many of the Lord's people in prison, and when they were put to death, he cast his vote against them. He said he was so obsessed with persecuting them that he hunted them down in foreign cities. However, beloved, on the way to Damascus to arrest the Christians and bring them to Jerusalem to put them in prison, Jesus Christ appeared to him in a vision, and this turned around his life, and he accepted Jesus as his Savior and Lord and got baptized, Acts chapter 9. Now, Paul is enthusiastic and eager to preach the gospel to all the people everywhere, including the people in Rome, which was the world's capital in those days. Paul says, "For I have a great sense of obligation to people in both the civilized world and the rest of the world, to the educated and the uneducated alike." End of quote. Romans 1:14. The reason why he is very enthusiastic and eager to preach the gospel, which is the good news, is this. Gospel is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Gentile. This good news of God tells us how he makes us right in his sight, Romans 1:16-17. God makes people right with him by his grace upon the profession of faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died and rose again for all of your sins. This is the gospel or good news. Beloved, the gospel has the divine dynamite power in it to save any and everyone, regardless of their background, and make them stand right with God. Poor, rich, educated, uneducated, black, white, or other colors, those who are in prison or out of prison, immoral or moral, anyone can be forgiven and saved eternally forever and ever. As we discussed in yesterday's Daily Insight, the genuine enthusiasm comes to your life when you are connected to God by the blood relationship with Jesus Christ, because Jesus shed his divine blood to save you forever and ever. This is why Paul was eager to preach the gospel everywhere. I know many friends who are enthusiastic in sharing and preaching the gospel around the world. In the midst of suffering and persecutions, God knows each one of you, and he has the eternal reward for you. Hebrews 6:10 says, "God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help him." End of quote. However, if you are an individual who is against the preaching of the good news of Jesus Christ, may I tell you this? You are not persecuting another human being. You are persecuting Jesus Christ. each hardship you do to a gospel preacher or Christian missionary, you do to the living God in heaven. Jesus, in his vision to Saul, who became Paul, said this, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the gods." End of quote. Acts chapter 26, verse 14. He did not ask, "Why do you persecute the believers in him?" If you are a persecutor, it is mind-boggling, but understand this truth. God loves you and has a loving and wonderful plan for your life, as he had for Saul, who became Apostle Paul. Dear ones, what are you passionate and enthusiastic about? If the grace and love of God gripped you in the person and work of Lord Jesus Christ, then you would also be eager to preach and share the good news of the grace and love of Christ. Like Paul, you would be a born servant of Christ, set apart for the gospel. Romans 1:1. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe in the gospel, the good news, that you love me and I can get forgiveness of all my sins and get connected to your eternal love by accepting your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Savior and Lord. Father, I repent of my sins and I call upon the name of Jesus Christ now. Please wash my sins. Save me and grant me forgiveness and eternal life. Lord, I now surrender my life for the sake of the gospel. Use me, Lord, to share your grace and love to all people everywhere. Use me for your cause, Lord. I am available. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.